With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Cayman Islands Department of Tourism partners with award-winning U.S. Agency of Record for Media Planning and Placement, Kelly Scott Madison. Director of Tourism Rosa Harris believes KSM will deploy a successful marketing plan.
By working with innovative agency partners, we're able to be bold in our communications and marketing strategies as we move the Cayman Islands tourism business towards new initiatives that will achieve positive results and sustained growth. With KSM at the helm of our marketing and media planning, we're confident in our latest approach by awarding this contract to our new media agency of record for the United States.
The DOT trusts that the Chicago-based agency will propel Cayman's tourism and cement a reputation as the best choice for a world-class Caribbean getaway. In other news,
devastation was of such a magnitude. If anybody remembers Ivan, this was many, many times worse.
Marion Slater is a nurse midwife at the Health Services Authority, and she just returned from 2 weeks in hurricane-ravaged areas of the Bahamas, part of a team from Cayman aimed at assisting the exhausted medical staff there. In spite of the reality of seeing so many suffering from such great loss, Nurse Slater says it was truly a rewarding experience.
Overall, it was a very humbling experience, and we've made great friends with the Bahamian staff and the doctors, and our second team going in that went in as we came out. I think from what I hear, it's a similar situation.
She says it's clear there's a long road ahead for the Bahamian people, but there are some signs of progress as crews work to restore utilities. In regional news, former Jamaican Education Minister Rule Reed and the four others charged in the Education Ministry Caribbean Maritime University corruption probe are spending the night in police custody on multiple charges. The others accused include the wife of the foreign minister, Sharon Reed, their daughter, Sherelle, CMU President Professor Fritz Pinnock, and Kim Brown Lawrence, the counselor for the Browns Town Division in St. Anne. In a statement released late Wednesday night, investigators said following interviews with police and detectives, the five were charged with a range of offenses, which included breaches of the Corruption Prevention Act, conspiracy to defraud, misconduct in a public office at common law, and breaches of the Proceeds of Crime Act. Law enforcement authorities say the five will be taken to court as soon as possible. Wednesday morning, investigators swooped down on the houses of the five in St. Andrew, St. Catherine, and St. Anne. Authorities say inquiries into the matter are ongoing. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
Tens of thousands of civilians are reported to have fled the major Turkish offensive against Kurdish fighters in northeastern Syria. The Turks say they've killed more than 100 militants since the assault began on Wednesday. The Kurds have warned that the fighting could lead to thousands of IS jihadis breaking out of detention centres. Turkey's action has been condemned by several countries, including European powers, but President Erdogan of Turkey has warned that if the EU called the Turkish incursion an occupation, he would send millions of Syrian refugees currently in Turkey to Europe. Women in Iran have been allowed to attend a football match freely for the first time in decades. They're gathering to watch their national team take on Cambodia. Women have been barred from soccer stadiums since the Islamic Revolution 40 years ago. The Polish author Olga Tokarczuk and the Austrian playwright Peter Handke have both been awarded Nobel Prizes for Literature. Tokarczuk, who's considered the leading Polish novelist of her generation, was given the 2018 prize a year late. The 2019 Nobel Literature Prize went to Peter Handke for what was described as his work of linguistic ingenuity. The Romanian government has lost a crucial no-confidence vote just weeks ahead of a presidential election. The parliament narrowly voted to dismiss the centre-left government of Prime Minister Viorica Dancila. Police in Rwanda have questioned an opposition leader following last week's rebel attacks in the north of the country that left 14 people dead. Victoire Ingabire of the FDU Inkingi party says she has no connection with the attacks. The tennis star Naomi Osaka has decided to give up her US citizenship so she can play for Japan in the Tokyo Olympics next year. The world number three currently holds passports from both countries. She has a Japanese mother and a Haitian father and grew up in the United States. BBC News.